Good morning, boys and girls. Good to be with you once again and bringing to you God's precious word. We've come to the last part of the sermon, which I have entitled Those That Are Taken by the Hand to Heaven. The sermon is based upon two texts, Isaiah 41, verse 13, For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying, Unto thee fear not, I will help thee. And also a verse in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 28, I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And we have been considering how that a Christian is someone who is held, led, guided, protected by the hand of God. And in this final portion of our sermon, we'll be considering how that the hand of God will lead us all the way to heaven. May the Lord bless you through his word. You have suggested to us here what the ultimate conclusion of true religion is. If conversion is God taking hold of our hand, if true religion is God holding on to our hand and leading us, then the conclusion of true religion is arriving at the place God's leading us to. And there is a place. Oh, what a place. What a place. It comes to my mind even as I say that those famous words in John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That's where the hand's going to lead us, to God's heaven. To God's heaven. You will accompany us all the way to heaven. All the way. That's what makes it so wonderful. Well, many is a person who challenged in the gospel and thinks of what lies ahead if I get saved. All those friends of mine who will mock and sneer. How could it ever work out? My dear friend, when you get saved, the Lord is there. The Lord is there. That's the reality of it. If only you could see it. In this gathering, there are two groups. Some of them have the Lord beside them. Others haven't. Which group do you belong to? He's holding the hand of the true believer. He's going to be with them all the way. Psalm 48, the verse 14 says this, For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. And learned men tell us that little word unto should actually be over. And that's a true thing. This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide over death. Not just up to death, but over death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art with me. That's why death holds no fear for the child of God who's informed in the gospel truths of these matters. He don't need the fear. The Lord is there. He's going to go with us through death. I remember I wasn't too long ordained. I led a lady to the Lord, and shortly afterwards she was diagnosed with cancer, and shortly after that became evident that she was going to die. And I was in her house on the evening that she did die. I didn't know, of course, that she was going to die, but in the mercy of God I was there. And she was just lying back, poor, frail, pale, image of what she had been. Lying back on the pillow, her eyes closed, and as far as we could tell, unconscious. And suddenly her eyes opened. I'll never forget them. Suddenly her eyes opened, and her face lit up. And she sat up, just a little, not in full upright position, but sat up in the bed and said, Lord Jesus. And just lowered herself back again, closed her eyes, and passed away. I never forget them. I learned that this God is our God, even over death. Even over death.
had a dramatic impact upon the family as well, let me tell you. I just hope it had an eternal impact upon them. Because the Lord's with us, we're going to finish the pilgrimage successfully. He doesn't lose any of his sheep, you know. That's why I read that other verse in John chapter 10 and the verse 28. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's what you call eternal security. You're in the hand of God, if you're saved. He's got a hold upon you. A hold that none can break. None can break. Neither man nor devil. By the grace of God, we're going to finish this pilgrimage. We're going to get to heaven. We're going to be like those who left Egypt. The nation that left Egypt. With their staff in their hand. Ready to go forward. Led by the Lord. And duly they arrived. In the promised land. Oh, they went through many's a battle, many's a difficulty, and many's a problem, but they arrived in the promised land. So will you, and so will I, if you're saved. If God has a hold upon your hand, He'll lead us into glory. He will lead us into glory. Let me read you out some verses on this matter. First one's from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. That's what Jesus is engaged in, bringing many sons to glory. That's what the Lord's doing. And I'm thankful tonight that by His mercy I'm one of them, and I know I'm going to get to glory. I remember coming into a chemist shop in Five Mile Town one day for no other purpose than to get a headache tablet. And instead I gave someone else a headache when I was there, because as I came in, there was a lady arguing with the chemist. Well, the chemist actually was arguing with her. And he saw me and he said, "Oh, Reverend Potter, this woman says you can know you're saved. And I say you can't. What do you say?" "The woman's right and you're wrong." "Of course you can know you're saved. The Church of Ireland says, oh, it's presumption to say you're saved." I remember when I started way down in Lisbon Hall in 1967, there was nothing but Church of Ireland all around. And of course they did say that. It's presumption to say you're saved. I remember sitting down and getting all the texts that said you're saved and preaching on it, and nobody getting into them. "Are you saying Paul's a liar? Are you saying Christ's a liar?" And I went down the mall. Oh, you can know you're saved, my friend, because the Lord has a hand upon you. And He's not going to let you go. He's going to bring many sons to glory. Let me read you another verse. This time it's John chapter 11, verse 52. "And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad." Isn't that a nice picture? I was one of those scattered abroad. I was away, way far from God. But he drew me. And he planted me. Ha! What a flock he put me amongst. The folk of God that met in the old Ravenhill Church. Boy, what a flock that was. What a privilege it was for me. I thank God for the day and the hour. The Lord brought me there. I was scattered abroad. That's what the Lord has done for you that are saved. You were scattered abroad, but He brought you in amongst His flock. Took hold of your hand, taking you to heaven. Romans 8, the verse 17. "And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together." You know, that phrase, joint heirs with Christ, is such an important one. A joint heir is someone who, in conjunction with the other heir, cannot inherit that which has been willed to them without the other heir being there also. And do you know that the rewards of the Savior's labors he can never enter into until I'm there too? Because I'm a joint heir. That assures me the Lord Jesus is going to bring me to heaven, because without me he cannot claim his heritage. Isn't that something? You're a joint heir with Christ. What a wonderful mercy. One more out of Romans. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What God has begun, he is going to finish. What God in eternity planned, he's going to finish. And those that he set his affections upon before they were born, he's going to make sure that they're called, justified, and glorified. Glorified. That's why you can be sure you're going to heaven if God has his hand upon you. Hebrews chapter 6 and the verse 20 says this, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. The Lord Jesus is in heaven, and he's there as a forerunner for us. He's gone to spy out the land for us. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. Heaven would never be heaven for Christ without us. And that's an incredible thing, and yet it's true. Tell me, are you led by the hand? Revelation chapter 7, and we read this in that chapter. The Savior tells us that he's leading men to glory. The very last verse, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You see, Christian, he's not just leading you here, and he's not just going to lead you to heaven, but throughout all eternity, he will lead you from fountain of living water to fountain of living water. Aren't you glad you're seen? What about you? You're not seen. You're not being led by the Lord. You're being led by your sin. You're being led by your appetites. You're being led by worldly opinion. You're being led by the devil. And you're being led downward to hell. And it is assured that you will go to hell if you are led by such, as it is assured that Christian led by God will go to heaven. Now you think about that. If you're not saved, your eternity is assured. If you reject Christ, you're going to a lost eternity. God reaches out his hand in the gospel. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Will you come? Oh, I pray God will lead you to Christ. Lead you to take his hand. There's another incident where the mother-in-law of Peter, who was sick with a fever, and the Lord took her by the hand. And they raised her up. That's what it means to be converted. The Lord to take you by the hand.
Thank you for listening, boys and girls. Oh, that God might write his word upon your hearts.